Welcome to All In Definitely, interviews and insights to empower you to achieve personal and professional success through friendships, relationships, and marriage. Here are your hosts, Anwar and Sianna.
And welcome to another week, All In Definitely. I have a special guest today because Sianna's not with us today. She's studying hard on her final exams for law school. So welcome, Janet. Janet, how are you?
I'm doing good. I especially like the part where I'm special because Sienna's not here.
Well, you're a special guest. Yeah. Sienna's working. She's doing her school thing, and we want to get some good information out while we can. So this would be a great time to have you on here, and I'm glad that you're here.
Happy to be here.
So tell me something. Have you heard of this show before?
I have. Yes.
Okay. And have you listened to the show?
I have not. Not entirely, no. I feel so guilty saying that.
That's not a problem.
Whilst being on the show.
No, that's not a problem. So the whole gist of the show is to kind of like talk to people about relationships, friendships, and see where your richness in life comes from. So basically, we like to say like a lot of the richest that you feel in life come from your relationships around you. And so we just want to talk a little bit about what you think about relationships. Who are some of your people that are close to you? It's kind of like a sociological show.
Gotcha.
And just have fun with it.
All about it. Let's dive right in.
So what'd you do this weekend?
We're really diving right in.
Okay.
Well, I had a party.
Oh, nice.
I have a friend's birthday. So I mostly spend my weekends like taking care of whatever errands I need to run. And then I designate a certain amount of time on my weekends for personal time and then for, you know, reprieve from
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not in a relationship right now. No.
Oh, is that, and are you happily not in a relationship?
I am happily not in a relationship. Yes. Okay.
What's your philosophy on relationships?
It's ever changing. I feel like we need to have an open mind to new things in life. So what I thought I knew yesterday may not be what I know today or tomorrow. And that is okay. Change comes and happens with time and life. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's more about your willingness to accept that and how that guides you.
So we're friends. So you already know like a lot about how I feel about relationships and yeah. I actually do really love relationships. And yeah. I feel like it's the best part of our happiness or mm-hmm. greatest source of our struggles in life. So, so I really do. I want to dive into that whole concept a little bit more.
Of course. Now that you brought up that we're friends, I do want to say in my defense, the reason why I haven't heard all of the audios is because I'm constantly hearing about them every day.
Exactly. So you don't need to actually listen to it.
No, I do. I still should.
No. You can just you have the greater good is to kind of like
participate, have
an opinion either way. Uh-huh. I say, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you disagree with me, that's fine too. Like, I like when people disagree.
Oh,
with me.
You'll know when I disagree with you.
Well, do you disagree with me on anything when it comes to my philosophy on relationships?
Yes, but like certain key points, getting me sick, by the way.
No, I was sorry.
Just kidding. Certain key points and just maybe the delivery of those things, because I'm pretty malleable to people's perceptions of things. And I feel like it's okay to be open to different perceptions of things. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to agree with all of the perceptions mm-hmm. of how relationships should go or where my thoughts and intentions were about the same situation, same relationship through two different perspectives. What I'm trying to say is I could be in a relationship with somebody and have my thoughts and perceptions of how that relationship is going. And this other person has completely different thoughts and a different perception of how that same relationship is going, even though we have communication. The delivery of that, those thoughts and perceptions or what I feel is actually happening in a relationship from my point of view may differ from my partner's point of view, from your point of view, from anyone inside or outside of whatever's happening. But what I'm trying to say is it's okay for me to understand it one way and try to see it from the other person's point of view And I may agree or may not agree, but at least I tried to understand it.
So I understand. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like if you see people that are not in a relationship, that they're single, right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is being single okay?
It is.
So then what should be the purpose then of having a relationship? Because I really want to ask this question, because a lot of people will feel like there's a sense of loneliness. There's a sense of like, I'm not getting out there, or, you know, fear of missing out. What's it? Is that FOMO?
Yeah.
FOMO. Yeah, FOMO. So yeah, they have like this deep fear of missing out something, yeah, whatever they're missing out.
Yeah.
Does that ever factor into what you think about relationships?
Unfortunately, I feel like it does factor in with a lot of things in life, and it shouldn't as much as it does. And that's because I just feel like it's a part of nature, where especially with relationships, there's a huge biological part that plays into that. And then
when you say biological, what do you mean? Like children?
Yeah. Children, or I do feel like we're pack animals,
mm-hmm,
you know, to a certain extent. So that where you said loneliness, that mm-hmm can play a part in it. Sometimes we act because we are fearful of feeling lonely, or we are fearful of, like, you know, not experiencing certain things that you can experience while being in a relationship. And you just jump into getting into a relationship that you don't mean to jump into getting in a relationship with whoever, you know?
So, but you want an enriching experience, but then yeah, you said something about children. What does that mean? Like, do you need one to have the other?
No.
Okay.
You know my thoughts about that. So preferably, in my opinion, I would like to have an adequate, a fitting partner, someone who I am able to communicate really well with, someone who I have a really good relationship with, partner-wise, to be able to rear children, to be able to, you know, have a good basis for helping. Or it's very important to me to be able to, you know, rear children, to have them grow up, so having a good life.
So you want the whole family experience.
I feel like that experience is a very good experience for children to have, but if it the right experience. So I don't want one to compromise the other. So I want my kids to have a good future, and I want my kids to have a good life experience, but I don't want one thing to compromise the other. If I'm not happy in a relationship, if I feel like that relationship is impacting negatively upon myself, my kids, my partner's life, mm-hmm, then that's something that I need to be able to judge and say, hey, this is not for the best. We need to find an alternate solution.
Okay, one second.
The bell tolls.
So let me ask you a question there. Let's just keep going with this. I mean, because there's a lot of people in your age group, and let's just say your age group is somewhere in between 25 and 35.
Okay.
Okay. Which it is, by the way.
Yes.
Somewhere in there. And I want to know, like, why is it that you think a lot of people are not having children in that age group anymore? Or are they? What's your opinion on that?
I know your opinion on that. You just said it in that one statement. I don't think so. I feel like, at least when I check on my social media, my circle of friends that I grew up with or classmates that I grew up with, my biggest emotional struggle sometimes has to be seeing them have kids and me not have kids.
Okay, well, let's just go with your friends and your classmates,
circle. Yeah.
And you know your circle, like I know my circle, right? You know a little bit about them,
Well, I mean, social media wise, but I don't.
Yeah, but you can speak semi-intelligently on the relationship. So let's do something real quickly. Let's just have a little fun with it. With your people that you know. How many of those friends that you had children to either stay together, or it was by accident where they got pregnant, not really planning it, but ended up getting pregnant?
Okay.
Or decided what was a good financial way. Like, to, let's say, marry up. You know what I mean?
Marry up.
You know, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like how some people are saying, like,
entrapment?
Or meal ticket, or whatever you want to call it. Right?
I think both of them are pretty bad.
Okay, so it's pretty bad. So let's look at those three things. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the majority of the people that I know that has children the vast majority, I would say, mm-hmm. they either had children because they were fighting a lot in their relationships, and they used a child as a way to stay together. And this accounts for a number of the people that I know that had children, including people that I worked with over the years and that I know. Or they decided that, you know, it was just an accident. Mm-hmm. They just got pregnant. They didn't think about it. Or, you know, these things happen.
Yeah.
Or three, they decided that this is a good person for me to tie myself to. And having a child for them is a great way to trap them.
Unfortunately, too many for the wrong reasons or not for... Okay.
Does any of your friends that you spoke about, fall in any of those categories?
Yes. Okay. I know a few that have fallen into the category where they think, oh, this is going to fix my life. Like, this is going to fix our relationship because it's going to bring us together closer. Not a whole lot. Not as much as you probably would think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just don't associate myself with the people that have that type of mentality too much or that I'm aware of. But... yes. Unfortunately, a lot of my friends that have older children did it because they thought that that was going to help their relationship. And whether I agree with that or not, it doesn't really matter. They made that decision. And that isn't to say that they're doing bad in life or they're...
And I wouldn't say that. But by the way, I mean, any reason to have a child right now is a good reason.
It's a great reason. Children are awesome.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you that because I know that you said that you want to be a parent.
Right.
And I want to know, like...
At some point.
Mm-hmm. None of that happens to be that you're going to figure... You're going to fall into one of those categories that I just mentioned.
Right.
You're hoping for another way. Like a planned situation.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what you think about.
Planned situation...
You don't plan for...
Relationships that I know about.
You don't plan for an unplanned child.
Yeah. Exactly. I try not to. Okay. Unfortunately, the teen pregnancies were a very high thing when I was going to high school. So I know a lot of teenagers that they thought, because they're not very informed teenagers. Mm-hmm. Come on. We were all there. And so they thought, hey, you know, if I have a kid, then, you know, this person is attached to me for life. And that is true. Because they are, you know, co-parents. They were, you know, half the DNA was used to create
Let me be a little controversial here. And I'm just asking, so I don't get to be controversial. You get to be controversial with the answer. Mm. That's a little preparation.
Oh, thanks.
Do you think women get majority of the blame because they have so much power to choose? And I'm only saying this because I happen to be a male.
Right.
And I feel like I could be wrong because men do get to choose too, but it's not the same though, because I almost feel like, and again, I could be definitely wrong here, but I almost feel like women can get a man a lot easier than a man can get a woman.
I am nervous to answer this. I see where your question is going. Going back to entrapment, mm-hmm. that whole preface to this question, I can definitely say that it is easier for a woman to purposely get pregnant and quote unquote entrap a man into a relationship just because biologically we have that ability. All we need is the seed. And there's different ways of getting that seed.
And then once you get the seed, it's all control after that.
Assuming your parts are willing,
but you know what I mean, and I don't want to make it seem like it's an entrapment. That's not what I'm going towards. Like,
okay.
What I'm going towards is like just in general conversation. Basically, I go out to meet someone, right? Mm-hmm. I sit down at a bar or someone like that. I can like there was this girl on this way. I just got back from New York yesterday, and there was this girl sitting next to me.
Okay.
I was at the bar, at the airport, and I wanted to talk to her the whole time. I could not find the words to even break into a conversation.
Dang, she must right? have been very cute.
And I'm looking her way, and my legs are folded to her this direction, and she orders a soup, and guess what? She's on my flight too to come to Miami.
Nice.
But I don't know her name. never talked to her, and I didn't say anything. And you know, I'm working on that. I'm working on breaking into and having conversation. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm just baby steps, right? Okay. I gave all the body language, so that was a good step. And then, so now, I feel like that same girl could have pointed and talked to anyone, and anyone there would have talked to her, assuming they were single, or sometimes they're not even. But
yeah,
and it's that kind of power and control, because as a male, you have to be so much more. Effort to has to go out, versus for women, it's not that much effort. She could have easily just sparked a conversation with anyone and then had them eating out of her hand.
Okay.
With that power. Could you imagine that power? I could.
I can't.
You can. I cannot. Well, you're a beautiful, under 30.
Uh-huh.
I already gave out your age. You can kind of have like, it's a lot easier, just put it that way.
Right.
Is it that not?
No.
No,
I've been in that exact same situation that you are saying, where I have been the female
mm-hmm.
in that situation, and I have attempted to go up to a guy who I thought was giving me body language and mm-hmm. been turned down too.
No, okay, fair enough. It's never going to be like 100% in your hands,
right?
But I was just thinking, it's just more possible. It's more possible that you choose. The women don't choose. Is that not what you think?
You're not asking fair questions here. I don't think so. Not okay. A whole lot. Like, I feel like you have similar chances. Also, not a lot of people know about body language. Because while you were sitting there next to this girl and you thought you were giving out all the right body languages, that's assuming she's even open to her surroundings to be aware. Maybe she's nervous to be in the airport. Did you check out her body language?
Yeah, she was not nervous at all.
No.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. She wasn't nervous at all. In fact, when she was getting up to leave,
right?
Like I pulled the chair, like she was, it was at the bar stools, you know, like those big bar stools with had the arm handles next to it and a short back. So it was like a chunky bar stools kind of situation
okay.
at JFK airport. And then what I did was I pulled one exaggerately out of the way so she can get out easily, because she was the one chair between the two of us.
Okay.
And then she looked at me, smiled, and then said, thank you so much. But a very pleasant, welcoming way. And I had known then that if I had just spoken to her, we would have actually had a conversation.
Because she's a at least friendly nature.
At least friendly nature. She did not come across as like someone that was not open. It was just me and my inability
to take a chance. I feel like I'm of friendly nature. Would you agree that I am of friendly
nature? Yes, yes. I would definitely agree there.
Okay, good.
No, but I'm just saying, but my question was geared towards the fact that we're going back to talking about whole starting the whole relationship, because you're getting into, you know, who you want to have children with.
Right. How we get back here again?
We got back because we have to go back to where it starts, and where it starts is okay. is the introduction, like,
right,
like
I don't think our listeners are gonna know where this conversation is going
let me just switch a little bit here, right?
Okay,
because like we're just all over the place here.
Yes, but we'll
just switch a little bit. So, do you have requirements for the guy that you want to be the father of your child?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I feel like everybody should.
Do you feel like you want to try a relationship with this male, or like have a marriage first or anything? Because the reason why I ask is I separate the two of them.
Oh yes, okay. I understand your question there. Yes, I do.
Okay, so let's just go with it. So you want to start by first meeting this great guy, having a great relationship, maybe traveling the world a little bit, getting to know him, and then you guys plan a child and you work on this child together for the rest of your life. And raise the child. Well, that's not the rest of your life. That's exaggerating. Less than 20 years.
I don't think I'm going to be able to answer at any point.
Okay, but I want to set up the question here.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have a list of requirements for that guy? Because I will tell you the list of requirements for that girl. But you first.
Okay. I can actually say.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yes, I feel like they're very basic. I feel like they probably should be more. I need to have a very clear line of communication with this person. If I can't communicate, which is the bare minimum to have with any other human, is communication. If I don't feel like I can communicate with potential partner, potential, you know, parent, co-parent, then that's right away red flag, not a good decision. Certain level of intellect, at least, because there's different areas where one can be smart in, but you need to have a conversational intellect. You need to be able, like, I need to be able to trust that where I see him writing something down, you guys.
This I'm is just taking troublesome. Notes. I'm just taking notes here.
Says the person that didn't want to take notes.
I didn't want
to. I need to be able to trust that we are going to, you know, have things in communicate or things in common that we can teach, you know, our children, and that can be religion. That does take a part in it. Like, for example, I per se am not a very religious person. That is okay if my partner is. But we have to agree with at least some of what is okay to teach or not teach a child and when. Right off the bat, this should have probably been the most important one, is whether or not they want to have kids. I'm not going to be in a relationship, at least a long-term relationship with somebody.
Yeah, you could ask like a second date question. You can't ask that on the first date, right?
No, that's not a first date question. That is not a first date question.
Really? It's not a first date question?
I don't agree that that's a first date question.
I think it's a first date question.
No, because you need to see if you have any kind of quote-unquote chemistry with this person in the beginning. Like, you can't just, like, kind of semi, again, I'm a friendly person, so I get along with a lot of people, but just because I get along with you doesn't mean that, hey, you are a potential father to my children.
So you're not thinking about that?
No, I'm not thinking about whether or not they want to have kids on the first date. I need to see if this person can even, you know, put up with me on the first date.
Okay, all right.
Is that a fair thing to say?
There's no fair.
I'm very friendly, but I'm also annoying as heck sometimes.
It's your what your rules are. We're just learning from you.
We're just learning. Okay. Yeah. Don't learn from me.
Okay. So you expect me to write this. I'm writing this down, right?
Well, I didn't expect you to write it down.
Well, I'm going to write this down, right? Because the first one is you have to be somebody you can communicate with.
Yes.
And then it has to be someone of good or decent intellect.
Right.
And then a third, which is a second date question, is do we even want kids in the first place?
Yeah.
Not one time did you say, I want that fine, sexy, good-looking guy.
Oh, like, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
No.
So physical attraction has nothing to do.
No. Physical attraction does have a big role to play in any relationship.
The reason why I ask the question is because, like, we forget for like the animalistic side of us really quickly, the physical attraction side.
For sure.
I always, when I ask a lot of these questions, I get somewhere down the line, oh yeah, attractive, mm-hmm. oh yeah, this and that. But you really, in actuality, it's the first most important thing.
Yeah, well, you need to have sex with this person, right? In order to get to the kids part, ideally.
Yeah, so why didn't you mention it first?
And I want to have, because it's not first.
It's not first?
No.
Except for...
No, it's not first.
It's never first.
No. I never said, no, it's never first.
It's never first
for me.
It's
for
always
me, it's
fourth?
Never first. Probably.
I wanted to see how long you were going to get going with this.
I'm going to
put down
notes.
Physical attraction as fourth in your importance.
Yes, good sex, definitely, for a long-term relationship is very necessary. Yes, it will not be a part of a relationship, like at least a good, successful, long-term relationship, if there's not good sex. Speaking from experience, unfortunately. We're going to redact that.
I'm not redacting anything. So
sex is a big part of it. Physical attraction is a big part of it. However, if we go back to the beginning of the question, what makes them a good partner or a good decision for me to, you know, bring up kids with. Mm-hmm. So if I'm thinking about bringing up kids with somebody, I need to know they have a good head on their shoulders and that I can definitely communicate with them. Because in the event that we do not work out as a relationship for X or Z reason, I know that they're still going to be a good parent. I know that I'm still going to be able to have some sort of partnership with this person where I feel confident and I feel happy to be bringing up my kids with this person.
Okay, so let me ask you a question again. I just want to understand this.
I had to put my foot down.
Okay, does it? So he has to be physically attractive. And physical attraction...
Physical attraction is a big thing for me to have in a relationship, but not necessarily... you know, for bringing up kids in a long-term
you just confused me.
I know.
Okay, hang on one second. Okay, but wait, let me just back up just one more behind that, because you said physical attraction and then you said good sex.
Yes.
Does physical attraction mean good sex?
To an extent. Yes.
To a certain extent.
I mean, okay, there are certain things for a female that will get you lubricated.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
you can't just jump in.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is by looking at someone's attraction, physical attraction,
okay,
the more attractive they are, does that correlate to the better sex you'll have with that person?
Not necessarily. I have been with people that have been quote unquote super attractive, but not known how to play the instrument. And
okay.
I feel like you have to know how to play the instrument also. And that doesn't mean that you have to be attractive or super attractive, but you have to have a level of attraction there. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's just back up. Does a person have to have a job?
Yeah.
Okay. Job. Job is like what? 6 down the line.
What?
Yeah. I'm just asking you.
I would assume if a person has a good head on their shoulders that they know how to get a job.
That's not true. There's a lot of intellectual people that don't work.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're smart. They're definitely smart.
Are they?
I mean, I think so.
You think so?
Intellectual and working is not necessarily hand in hand.
Okay. Well, you know, that takes judgment then at that moment.
Okay. Good job, let's say, or just a job.
Good stability. I would say stability would be the word I would go with it since you're being so ambiguous.
I don't even know what that word means, by the way.
Stability?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
We don't have a Google next to us. But I'm just saying, I could imagine, what does stability mean to you?
Okay. So nowadays, I feel like you can't really count on a whole lot of people. So, unfortunately, what I mean by that is sometimes you feel like someone's going to be there one day and then not the next. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm trying to avoid. And unfortunately, it's very common with my age group. The whole ghosting. Yeah, but
that's never gonna be a thing.
It happens with jobs. It happens with jobs. I have seen people ghost their jobs. Like, oh, you know what? F it. They don't even pay me enough for this. So you just, without any plans, you're just going to leave your job, not going to have any alternatives, not going to look into what else you could do to provide that, to me, is stability. Having a good head on your shoulders means that, okay, you don't like your job. What are you going to do about it?
So so when you're on a date with someone, what do you do? You run a scenario?
No.
It's like a job interview. Like, tell me about a time where you didn't like a job.
Probably start doing that though. I would probably be seen as even more of a crazy person than I probably already give off, but I should probably start doing that. I do learn. I ask questions where it's just more like, I want to know about the person. And then I find that, you know, the more open that I am, usually I'm going to meet someone who is open also, or talk to me, communicate with me about their goals and you know, what they've experienced or what they're going through, and find similarities or see how they have, you know, overcome certain hurdles. And that is where I get my, okay, well, this person dealt with this situation that wasn't ideal and, you know, a way that I would agree with. And that's something that I don't flat out ask them, hey, what did you do when you hated this job? And tell me about the time. No, it just comes up in natural conversation.
I see.
What kind of conversations are you having?
Were
you going to ask her about the soup? The lady from... what conversation would you have struck with this person?
Well, I thought about it in, because she originally ordered a... the mystery girl you're talking about?
Yes,
She originally ordered a mushroom soup. And then... they came back, and because she ordered a soup of the day, and they came back and they said, sorry, ma'am, the soup of the day. And I had this whole thing about vegetarian. I was going to ask her. It was like the best I can do. And then so she was like, and then the bartender comes back and says, sorry, ma'am, the soup of the day is actually chicken soup. And then she's like, no, I don't want it. You know what? Okay, that's fine. Bring the chicken soup and a side of fries. So then she had the chicken soup with a side of fries.
Okay.
So that's like, it messed up my whole conversation, because I was like, damn it.
So wait, hang on. You let a soup derail your conversation?
I mean, what was my possible in? I was looking at her shoes. She was wearing Converse. I was about to compliment on her shoes. I'm like, oh, those are cool Converse. But then I was like, that's not a good starting point. It was just too much going in. Once you start getting, well, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I ordered a turkey burger.
I don't know how to make an A, poultry.
I didn't like it.
This is so bad.
This is like really.
Okay, this is going to be a separate conversation we'll have after.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to take a break right here on this recording. I want to come back to you and I want to talk a little bit about. Let's talk a little bit about first dates.
Okay.
And then get this ironed this out. Cause like I need a little bit of assistance.
Yeah. You need some help with that.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. And if you have anyone that just shout out to our sponsor, American Worldwide Academy. If you know anyone that needs help getting their high school diploma or career training program, log on to myawa.org or careerhighschool.com and we can help you out with that. And listen to us again. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Have patience with us.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to All Indefinitely. Help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the show.